The U.S. women's hockey team is a favorite to win a medal at the Winter Games. Players and coaches say exposure from the Olympics has gotten a lot more girls playing hockey, and that's creating a younger generation of very strong players. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The U.S. women's team is skating through drills at an ice rink in Cromwell, Connecticut. With music thumping in the background, players dig their skates into the ice to race towards the goal and work on slap shots and passes. The head coach, Ben Smith, puts them through drills and scrimmages. Unlike men's hockey, the women can't do full-on open ice checking, but they can pin each other on the boards and knock each other around going for the puck. Many of the women here grew up playing on boys' teams when they were little kids, since there weren't many girls' teams around back then. 24-year-old Chrissy Wendell from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, says she's always wanted to play hockey.
I think when I was younger, it just was one of those things I wanted to do because my brother did it. And then the more I started playing and the more I got into it, the more I learned to love the game.
But if the players are fired up, some parents on the sidelines here are a bit more anxious.
Right now I'm having stomach cramps. Just thinking about it.
Miriam Chu and her husband Wachu for years have been coming to every single game that their daughter Julie plays in. And you wouldn't guess it right away from looking at the couple, but the Chus are such big women's hockey fans, they have Olympic tattoos. Miriam Chu pulls up her pant leg to show hers, the 5 multicolored rings with their daughter Julie's number.
I have mine on my ankle. It's just the rings and number 13.
Oh, that's awesome.
He has it on his arm.
Yeah, we all have the same design, so we all share the same symbol.
The tattoos were their daughter Julie's idea. In a delaying tactic, her father said okay, but only if you make the Olympics.
We struggle. Yeah, because we're both very conservative. Tattoo is not something is in our plan. On the other hand, once we did it, we were very, very glad.
23-year-old Julie Chu was in the last Winter Olympics. Her grandmother and father immigrated from Hong Kong with just $3 in their pockets when her dad was a teenager. Her grandmother worked in sweatshops on the Lower East Side of New York to put her kids through college.
Coming over as immigrants and just the difficult lives that they led. And I just look at myself, I'm just like, wow, I'm so fortunate for all their hard work, their sacrifices to bring me all these opportunities that I have now.
Julie Chu's mother says she'd like to see more media coverage and fan attendance at women's hockey. The sport clearly has not become as popular as, say, women's basketball. But player Katie King says women's hockey is growing in popularity. The number of Division I college teams over the past decade has tripled to around 35 teams.
To see the growth is unbelievable, and to see the amount of college teams there are, but to also see the amount of little kids teams. And not only do you see 4- and 5-year-olds starting to play hockey, you know, you also see 40-year-old women, you know, who my kids play, so why can't I play, you know? So it's great to see that, too.
The talent pool is growing so fast that younger players are pushing out some veterans. The best-known American player from the last Olympics, Cammy Granato, is not on the team this year. In a controversial decision, Coach Ben Smith cut the 34-year-old Granato. Instead of playing, she'll be reporting on the games for NBC. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.